she's released me. And now I'm me again, you know. I got lost in the Beatles and now it's John Lennon again. You know? And that's what she's done, you know. I mean, it was coming.
Did you read that?
And we're taking a couple of years to get sort ourselves out, really, you know, because we just got lost. You know? So now I'm found myself, and here I am, you know, happily married. And they were like any close friends, were a bit puzzled at first, right? You know, it was very quick for them, you know. Suddenly, I sort of freaked out, yeah. You know? But it wasn't sudden for me. It appeared like I'd gone mad for a moment, you know. I left home. I moved in with this girl that nobody knew about, you know, that hadn't been on the scene, and it all happened like overnight for them, you know. We were in love, you know. I didn't talk to anyone. I still not, you know. We just started talking to other people now, so we just talked to each other, you know. And they noticed this sort of strange bird sitting around. People at the office did, you know. They suddenly noticed that there's always this girl sitting next to me.
Another girl.
A one, a two, a three, four, I have got another girl. Another girl.
You're making me say that I've got nobody but you. But as from today, well, I've got somebody that's new. I ain't no fool and I don't take what I don't want, for I have got
another girl, another girl.
Sweeter than all the girls, and I met quite a few. Nobody in all the world can do what you can do. And so I'm telling you, this time you'd better stop, for I have got
another girl, another girl who will love me till the end. Thick and thin, she will always be my friend.
I don't wanna say that I've been unhappy with you, but as from today, well, I've seen somebody that's new. I ain't no fool and I don't take what I don't want, for I have got
another girl, another girl. Thick and thin, she will always be my friend.
I don't wanna say that I've been unhappy with you, but as from today, well, I've seen somebody that's new. I ain't no fool and I don't take what I don't want, for I have got
another girl.
And then Yoko came along to the Rock and Roll Circus of the Stones, and I had Eric Clapton and Keith from the Stones and Mitch from Jimi Hendrix Group, and we rocked, and Yoko came on and did her piece with us, you know. They have a show, a TV show, Rock and Roll Circus, and we were invited to go and perform there. Well, I was, and I took Yoko, and same in Cambridge, they invited her, and she took me as her group, you know. She said, I'll bring my own band, and I was the band. I did a track from Beatles LP, Blues, and then Yoko came on and sang while we gigged a 12 bar, you know. She came on and yelled a gutter. You know, there was also a violinist trying to play as well, but he lost out. I did a Beatle track, you know. I did a song that it's just a song that I knew, you know. I never remember my old songs, but that was one I reckoned Eric Clapton and them. Yeah, Blues it was called. So I performed that with that super group that we're calling it. And Yoko came on and took the lead for super group, and we backed her. So that was a physical instance of us both going into each other's circles, you know.
The reason in the morning. Like to say, very nice to be here with you tonight on this film. I'd like to thank all of Warner Brothers and WEA, all those weird salesmen, for the wonderful job you've been doing in the past 29 years.
It's really very relaxed, George. It's incredible.
Anyway, it's nice working with you, and it's nice to know that the best sales force in the world is selling Dark Horse Records. Don't drink too much, and I'll see you in... Thanks a lot again. Keep up the good work. And in the meantime, I'm just going to write my new album, which goes like this. You can go your own way. Oh, no, that's not it.
That is, we're all sort of branching out. Which we were occasionally, all the time, you know, yes. Like I did Howl on the Wall, wrote in his own right, and Paul wrote the music for Family Way, etc., and George went off to India with sitars and that.
No,
so it's only...
Alright, I'll tell you the information I got, okay?
We nip off and come back and do some work and then nip off again, yeah. I think Paul and George had a verbal argument, and it came out in the paper that George and I had a fist fight, you know, so that's how different it was. Yeah. I'm sure we have arguments, you know. So we always have, we never said we didn't.
I know.
You know.
So it's
I mean, we used to bitch like hell on those tours, yeah. There was only each other
to
bitch. You know. And if it wasn't each other, it was poor old Neil and Mal who got it. The brunt of four of us bitching, you know.
They have set it up,
I mean, you've got to release it somewhere.
They have round tables and
so that's how we got so close, because we were tied in a...
and a round table.
A room together, like those films or things about two guys or a group of people stuck in the Amazon because the plane crashed, you know, and they got to work it out, you know, and all that bit. So we went through that bit, or the army buddies bit, you know, so that's how we got so close, as being so close, you know, and having to live with each other.
The world is treating me bad, misery. I'm the kind of guy who never used to cry. The world is treating me bad. Sure, I won't see her no more. It's gonna be a drag, misery. I'll remember all the little things we've done. Can't she see she'll always be the only one, only one. Send her back to me. Without her I will be in misery. I'll remember all the little things we've done. She'll remember and she'll miss her only one, lonely one. Send her back to me, 'cause everyone can see.
It's a possibility, but Ringo says it isn't, so that's what it is, you know. Somebody was interviewing him at the time, saying, is there any talks? And we haven't talked at all, but I know I'd been talking with somebody, I don't know, Paul or somebody, about possibly going on tour, and it, you know, how we'd do it if we did. And then I read in the... Then somebody asked me, it was about the same time, I don't know whether it was... You know, I don't think it was the same person, but it just so happened that both quotes came out about the same time. I was in Amsterdam somewhere, somebody asked me about it. Obviously, if I saw all the press for the first time for a long time, they go through everything, you know, like you are anyway. You would have asked this anyway. So I said, yeah, it's a possibility going on tour.
No, no.
Next day, somebody rings up and says, Ringo says no tour, but he'd said that.
Yes,
you know, anyway, he'd been just doing an interview about Magic Christian, and of course, it's like if I'm talking about John and Yoko work, it's hard to keep it off Beatle work, right?
That's
and if Ringo's
happens.
Talking about Magic Christian, it's hard to... It gets into what you did in Hamburg in 1980 and all that. So it was a case of that, you know. So I saw Ringo, I said, well, what is it? He says, well, I don't know, but I don't fancy it. And I said, well, I do, so on a certain side. And he said, it'll just be the same. And I said, well, it wouldn't be the same this time, and there it is, you know, so...
Happy, 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 happy birthday, John! 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 Happy, 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 happy birthday, John!
John, happy birthday. That was Steve Stills, Billy Preston, Chris and Klaus.
Hello. I took my love on out to dinner so she could get a bite to eat. She was a looking so much thinner. She looked so beautiful I could leave. Well, well, well. Well, 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 well. get a bite to eat. Because she's looking so much thinner. Even and beautiful I could weep. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Well, well, well.
The new one, the single one, it's probably sort of, it's like live, you know, it's as-is recordings that we did while we were filming, you know, we're filming ourselves during that period. So it's like no gimmicks, you know, it's just, if we did a bum take after about 10 times, we picked the best one of that, you know. It's Apple Skyline, you know, Nashville Skyline, backwards. You know, we went in and we sang them and came out. We were really rehearsing for the show we were going to do, but we never did the show. So the album is a rehearsal for a show that never was. The basic styles never really changed. You know, it's some tunes slow with an offbeat and some tunes fast with an offbeat.
Yes, please.
And that's what it is, you know. Some tunes slow with an offbeat and some tunes fast. Yeah. You know, a couple of ballads, a couple of rockers. The usual meat, you know.
View of 1964 could possibly be complete without a mention of the four young men from Liverpool who set the musical world on its ear. The word Beatles meant success in every way, in every land. The mop-topped quartet is headed by elder John Lennon, who thought up the name.
I just thought of it, you know, as a name arose by any other.
Paul McCartney writes most of the songs.
What normally happens is that when sort of the girls are screaming, people notice it more. I think, you know, that it's a different kind of audience reaction to the one you normally get. I don't know, it's the young people's way of showing their appreciation. Yeah, we love it.
George Harrison is the middleman, and Ringo Starr is the non-singing Beatle on the drums.
It's my second name, Starkey, so you couldn't have a name like Ringo Starkey, so I just cut it in half. So Ringo Starr is, folks.
These, then, are the Beatles, part of the diverse world of 1964, year in review.
I forgot to remember to forget her. I can't seem to get her out of my mind. Never miss her, but I found out somehow I think about her almost all the time. Well, the day she went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget we ever met. Forget. is wrong. 'Cause I'm so blue and lonely, I forgot to remember to forget.
And that was George Harrison with I Forgot to Remember to Forget.
A beetle. I suppose it's something four people, four guys turn into when they get together. No. And project. Beetle. I mean, I think of the Beatles as a separate entity. You know, we all do. But I'm John, and I often say to Anthony or Neil or any of the people, see what the Beatles think. And we say it to each other, you know, I mean, what do the Beatles think? But it's always the same, you know. Just depends what I'm doing. You know. I'm always John and Yoko. You know. That never stops. You know. I mean, we're a 24-hour couple, so whatever I'm doing with Beatles, Yoko's sitting on my shoulder like a parrot, you know. So
exactly.
There's no four guys together bit, which there used to be, you know.
Deborah, I'm a fan full of queers, honest. All right. Take seven.
Let it fly on a track.
Right. One, two, one.